Going to jump into our interview this morning, a little conversation. We'll call it a conversation with Miss Iowa, Taylor Weavers, of course, from Clinton. And Taylor, I know you may not remember, but I know we've interviewed you maybe back to high school anyway, from Clinton High, I don't remember, but on and off for a number of years. Miss Iowa, give us a little history lesson of your pageant background. I know you've been at it for a while.
I have been at it for a while, but I guess it all started when I was 9 years old. I was the first Little Miss Clinton County when the Clinton County program partnered with the Miss Iowa scholarship program for the Little, Junior, and Teen pageant. So that's kind of where it started with me, even though I had watched the Miss Clinton County pageant since I was, I think, 4 years old. So after I was Little Miss Clinton County, I took a couple years off because I was a competitive dancer, so I never actually had a weekend open to run for Junior Miss Clinton County, but I got to be Miss Clinton County's Outstanding Teen 2008 and 2010, which was really fun. And then I held some other Miss titles in Scott County, River City, and Johnson County before getting to be Miss Clinton County and now, obviously, Miss Iowa.
What attracted you to the pageants?
Well, I think, my mom and grandma brought me to the Miss Clinton County pageant, and like I said, I was a competitive dancer, so I had that stage experience already. I liked doing theater when I was 9. That's when I started at the Showboat Theater in Clinton. So I think it was just that I got to combine a talent, and I loved to talk to people. I was a very outgoing little girl. I was not shy by any means. So getting to kind of combine all of that and, in my eyes, be a mini Miss Clinton County is what really drew me to not only the program, but specifically the Clinton County program.
And you were crowned Miss Clinton County, and then you had some time to prepare for the Miss Iowa pageant. How does that timing work out?
Luckily, Miss Clinton County is the first title crowned after Miss Iowa. So if you're crowned Miss Clinton County, you have almost a full year to prepare, which other girls don't necessarily have a full year. They get crowned later in February. You know, they don't have nearly as much time as I did. So I really took advantage. I actually started preparing the Monday after I got crowned Miss Clinton County. So I used the full year of preparation, and it obviously helped me achieve the ultimate goal.
You mentioned preparation. What's involved in your preparation? First off, to Miss Clinton County to Miss Iowa, what preparation?
For Miss Clinton County, the Monday after I was crowned, I started boot camp at Fitness Professionals 360, which is a gym in Clinton. So I started working out about 3 times a week right away just to make sure my physical fitness was going to consistently improve all year. Then we start doing a lot of appearances, which not only help you on your resume and your community service aspect, but the more you do appearances, I think the more you are prepared for the job of Miss Iowa. I don't know if I would have been as prepared for the hectic schedule that Miss Iowa has if I didn't do as many appearances as I did as Miss Clinton County. So I kind of thank the Miss Clinton County Board for that, because ultimately there were the ones that were responsible for making sure I had those types of appearances. I spoke at both Rotary and Kiwanis. I got to go to a lot of the National Night Out, the Finally Friday. I did a lot of those community events, which I got to speak about my platform or perform. So it was kind of like I got my speaking engagements to practice. I had talent rehearsals, but then I also had mock interviews, which is just kind of just what the name is. It's a mock interview, just like the Miss Iowa interview would be. 5 to 6 people, you know, kind of rapid fire questions at you for 9.5 minutes. And, you know, you have to stay on your toes. So a year of that preparation allowed me to be as ready as I could be at Miss Iowa. And I didn't have any problems in my interview, didn't have any problems on stage, and was able to go fully prepared and go and be able to have fun, because I didn't have to worry about not being ready.
You get the crown, Miss Iowa. What's happened? That seemed like it was yesterday, but it's probably been seemed like forever, but yesterday.
Exactly. It's still surreal, but then it's, you know, I'm about to leave for Miss America. So it's kind of a two-sided story, I suppose.
A quick turnaround almost. What have you done since Miss Iowa to get ready for Miss America?
It's been a blast. We've done consistent preparation work, so it was pretty much the year of Miss Clinton County squished into like a month and a half of preparation. So I work out every single day. I have new trainers through Quad City Performance in LeClaire at the Snap Fitness there, and they are amazing. A husband and wife duo that helped me get to be physically fit and ready for swimsuit competition. I actually have my food made for me. It's the best gig ever. I just have to like microwave my food, which is so convenient for me because I do travel so much. I do mock interviews. I just had my second to last mock interview last night. I have one more on Tuesday, so one more before the big one. And then just another, you know, just doing a lot of those appearances. I think, you know, like they say, practice, well, what I learned was practice makes permanent. So the more you practice, the more you are comfortable with yourself and the more you are ready to fulfill, you know, the duty of Miss America, which is even crazier than Miss Iowa.
Obviously, you wanted to get here.
Yes, sir.
But is it as good as you had anticipated? Did you have in your mind, I want this and this is what it's going to be like?
It's a million times better than what I expected. Every single Miss Iowa's journey is different. And I've learned that being a competitor the last 4 years, I've heard from Mariah Carey what her year was like. I've heard from Nikki Kelly about what her year was like. And I got to hear from Allie what her year was like. And one of the most important things I took away was everyone's year is different. Everyone's platform is different. Everyone has a different audience that they are working with. So the best part about being Miss Iowa is it truly is what you make it. So if you want your Miss Iowa journey to be all about promoting your platform, the board will help you get those connections and they will help you do as many appearances as you can to support your platform. If you want your year to be about serving the Miss Iowa scholarship program and trying to get more competitors or more involvement in the community, they'll help you do that. If you want to perform all over Iowa, they'll help you do that. So I guess what I thought it would be, it is, but then so much more.
That appearance is obviously a short turnaround. How has that been in getting prepared and doing all these things? have you had time to sleep?
Yes, I do. I'm a avid napper. If I can get a short nap in, I definitely will.
I'm in favor of those.
I do. I love a good nap. But it's a very good balance right now between preparation and appearances, because I didn't want my first 2 or 3 months as Miss Iowa to be exclusively preparation. I still wanted to be able to serve my community, and I've gotten to do that. I've gotten to do a lot of amazing things while preparing for Miss America. And like I said before, appearances, I think, are just as beneficial to your preparation as a mock interview or as a workout, because that is essentially what you do as Miss America. You know, you're not walking around in a bikini as Miss America, or you're not, you know, doing an evening gown walk as Miss America. You're doing public speaking events. You're doing events about your platform, about Children's Miracle Network, about, I know Kira, who's Miss America now, did award shows where she had to present awards on national television. So the more practice you get, I think the more comfortable you become.
Here, maybe the you don't know the answer to this one yet, but all this work and then the Miss America pageant is coming up in just a matter of weeks. You're still Miss Iowa after that pageant, I guess, win, lose, or whatever. How's that going to feel? Because there's a lot of intensity, I'm sure, in this preparation process. That gets over. And then what happens for Taylor?
Well,
if you win, it's a whole different.
Yep, if I win, it's a whole different story. Then, you know, I will no longer be Miss Iowa. I'll be Miss America traveling the country. But what I love about this program is if I don't win, and I don't even like saying don't win, because there are no losers when you're in the Miss America program by any means. I've never felt like I've lost a pageant. But if I don't come home with the Miss America crown, I do still have my Miss Iowa crown. And this community, the whole state of Iowa, has shown me so much about Iowa and about how friendly and about how accepting we are. And by no means do I feel any pressure or any weight on my shoulders that I have to bring home the Miss America crown. I feel like if I do, that will be the most amazing thing ever. But if I don't, I still get to come home to the most welcoming community. I still get, you know, the rest of the year to serve my state, and I think that's an amazing job in itself. So I by no means will be disappointed.
You mentioned platform. We won't let you get out without talking about that. Tell us a little about Taylor Weaver's platform, I guess, as Miss Clinton County, as Miss Iowa.
As Miss Clinton County, I had Kicking Into Kids Cancer, a very broad and large platform of pediatric cancer in general. So for Miss Iowa, we actually narrowed it down a little bit and made it more specific. So my platform for my Miss America pageant is the St. Baldrick's Foundation, because as I'm sure you may remember, when I was in high school, I shaved my head for the St. Baldrick's Foundation.
You may remember you sat right in that chair over there.
Yep, right before
you did that.
Right before I did it, exactly. So
that's why I remember you. Was that the first one maybe they did?
It was. It was the first annual DeWitt Just Irish Enough parade in St. Baldrick's event. So that sparked my new platform, because I want more people to know about this organization, because it has changed my life. It's changed my career goals. It's changed the people I've met, the people I've been able to impact. And so with a platform that powerful to me, with that personal story behind it, it's so easy to speak about, because I love supporting pediatric cancer in any way I can. But when you have a topic so large, sometimes it's hard for people to understand why you're so passionate about that specific idea or that specific cause. So we decided that it would be more beneficial to the kids if I had this very specific platform, worked through this amazing organization. The St. Baldrick's Foundation is the second largest provider of grants to pediatric cancer, specifically only being beat by the government. So it is a huge organization in itself. So being able to spread what they do and sharing my story about how shaving my head impacted my life has been an amazing thing for me.
I know that's been around. I know there's pictures out there of that. Do you expect that to get raised when you head out to Atlantic City?
I hope so. I hope they ask about it. I hope I get the chance to share it, because it is such a huge part of my life now. I met a family. I became best friends with a little boy named Josh that went through lymphoblastic leukemia and, you know, is in remission, is cancer-free, and I was able to impact his life. But what he doesn't know, or what he'll never know, is how much he impacted my life. So I just like to think about every time I meet someone that they know how special it is to me that I'm meeting them. I hate to think that it's just about being Miss Iowa in a crown and someone gets to meet me. I want them to know that I care to meet them, and I care to share my story with them, and hope, you know, if their interest is not pediatric cancer, sparking some interest in them, sparking some community service, no matter how old. Community service is what has helped me, not only through school, but through life in general. I have had such an amazing time in this program, and the Miss America organization talks about serving with a servant's heart, and being, you know, a public servant, a civil servant, and that is something that I have stuck with and now want to, you know, work in nonprofit as my career. So if I can have that similar, I guess, effect on someone else, getting them involved in something that they're passionate about is something that is very important to me.
How's this all come about? I mean, when you were 9, 10,
actually, I was
16, even 18 years old. Did you know that you were going to be this passionate about something?
No. The funniest thing was, it actually started before pageantry, before I needed a platform. It was in third grade. I went to Horseman Elementary School, and we watched a video in gym class about the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. We were doing a Make-A-Wish and Jump for Hope Foundation fundraiser in school. We watched this video, and it was supposed to get us involved and help us come up with ideas to ask our friends and families to donate to the St. Jude Children's Hospital. And I don't know what it was about it. I don't know what actually sparked this flame, I guess you would call it, in me. But ever since third grade, it has just stuck with me. I want to say it was my 10th birthday. It was either my 9th or 10th birthday. I actually sent out my invitations with a little note that said, I don't want presents. I just want you to donate to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. I don't know what it was. But then as soon as I needed a platform, I knew. I just knew that that was what I wanted to work towards and work for. I guess I thought that it just wasn't fair, that there are some kids that get to, you know, play in the park. There are kids that get to go and do whatever they want and go to school and have all their friends. And on the other side of the spectrum, there are kids that are bound to a hospital bed and they have no choice but to literally fight for their life. And I just, as a 9-year-old child, didn't think that was fair. And that's the only thing that I can use to justify this passion, because I just didn't think it was fair. So I tried my best to have the biggest impact I could as a child to do it. And so that story I like to use with the kids, because you don't always realize what a monetary donation will do for an organization like that when you're 9 or 10 or even younger. So, you know, we like to involve the kids in other ways, having them pick out children's themed Band-Aids or teaching them how to make tie blankets for the kids, something that's not necessarily specifically monetary. It can be going and volunteering or making a get well card or really anything. So, yeah, I don't know exactly where that came from. I never had a personal experience, but it just stuck with me, I guess.
Do you go visit some of the kids? You mentioned Josh, but are there others that you...
Yep,
is this kind of a regular routine for Taylor?
It is, because I enjoy it so much. Every year at Miss Iowa, all of the contestants and the current Miss Iowa go to the University of Iowa Children's Hospital to visit the kids. And so this year I went to the music therapy room because I am a singer, and I thought that would be a really fun time, and I met a little girl, and we had a blast. But then after I was crowned Miss Iowa, her mom actually found my Facebook page and sent me a message and, you know, congratulations, I can't believe we were sitting next to the future Miss Iowa. And so I got to go back. I got to go back and visit her once I had my Miss Iowa crown and sash, and she loved that. But I also, I know the community is hugely supportive of Team Kale. Kale is going through kidney cancer, and that's something that's so difficult, and I got to go and visit him too. So I walk around and I sport my Team Kale wristband at all times, and kind of share the stories that I've gotten to learn and gotten to be involved with over, not only as Miss Iowa, but as any title that I've held over the last, you know, 6 years.
Yes, so getting ready for the Miss America pageant. Do you know what to expect? I don't know how long you're out there.
I'm there for 2 weeks, and I have no idea. We just literally got our itinerary yesterday, and I haven't even had a spare second to read through it thoroughly. So I'm just so excited I've gotten to meet the girls. We went to Orlando for the teen pageant, which was super fun, and I know people don't always believe us when we say that it's like a sisterhood and we're all friends. They're like, okay, 52 pageant girls and you're all friends. But it really, even to my surprise, when you go there, you meet these girls and you may not have, you know, I didn't meet 52 girls in one day. It took me, you know, almost the whole week that I was there to meet everyone, but I did meet everyone. And every single person is so different, but so genuine. And none of us were there to... You know, we maybe have secretly been scouting out the competition because, honestly, you know, it is a competition, but no one was rude or catty or wanted to, you know, be mean by any means. It was a time to get to know each other. So I'm hoping at Miss America we have, you know, twice as long, and even though we are competing, I hope to get to know them, even the girls, even better and have some amazing memories, because every Miss Iowa has came back with amazing stories, amazing friendships. So I'm very excited.
We need to talk a little bit about, too, the, I guess, new, of course, maybe people out here haven't paid attention before, but the social media campaign that could get Taylor Weber's a guaranteed spot into the top 15. You may earn that spot in the top 15, but there's a way people can help you at least guaranteed.
Exactly.
And maybe you won't need it. But
So what happens is on September 13th, on the live televised production, the Miss America contestants are cut down from 52 down to 15 right away. It's the, you know, we come out, introductions, opening number, cut to the semifinals. So the first 14 girls will be the top 14 scorers in random order. But the 15th girl is called America's Choice Contestant. And she is the person that receives the most votes from August 10th to September 10th. And a vote consists of a Facebook or Twitter status or tweet that involves the state name and a specific hashtag. So if you would like to vote for me, all you have to do is have a status on Facebook that includes the word Iowa and includes the hashtag Miss America Vote. And I know not everyone knows how to hashtag, so I like to explain it a little bit. It's simply the pound sign, and then Miss America Vote is all one word. There's no spaces between the hashtag and any of the words, but there has to be a space between Iowa and the hashtag. So if you're confused by any means, because I know I was like, whew, that's so many rules for one vote, but you can easily go on Facebook, and if you haven't seen someone post, you can go on and either like my Facebook page, which is Miss Iowa Taylor Weber's, or you can like the Miss Iowa Scholarship Program page, and we always have a status that you can literally just copy and paste into your own. On Facebook, unfortunately, you can't share it and it count. You have to have a new Facebook status, but on Twitter, it's the same rule, Iowa space hashtag Miss America Vote. If you see one on Twitter, though, you can retweet it, and that counts as a vote. So if you're not sure how to type it in, you can go on my Twitter, which is the same, Miss Iowa Taylor Weber's, and you can retweet my tweet that has the word Iowa and the hashtag Miss America Vote, and you can do that every day, once on Facebook and once on Twitter until September 10th. So my fingers are crossed that I won't need the People's Choice, but so far I have been so overwhelmed with the amount of votes that I've received, and most likely if you do it and someone sees that you have done something not 100% correct to make sure it counts, they'll comment and help you out. So far, I have some people on Facebook that are, you know, trolling Facebook to make sure everyone's votes count, but it's amazing to see how many people, there are people in other states that have voted for me, there are people across the country that, you know, oh, I love my Miss Minnesota, but I gotta, you know, vote for my girl in Iowa, and that's something that means so much to me because, you know, every state does have their contestant, but to have people that are that friendly and know me and know how much this means to me to represent Iowa, getting those votes are just as important, if not more, than the ones here at home.
And also, too, if they have questions, they're likely, if they look around, they'll see a video with you in it explaining it as well.
Yep.
And that did you do that in Orlando?
Yeah, we...
Because every state has the same...
It's awesome. But we had the pleasure of working with Dick Clark Productions, and we recorded bio videos and our voting videos, and we took pictures with the big balloons with our state abbreviation. We got to do tip videos and empowerment videos and things that we can share throughout the time between the Miss America's Outstanding Teen pageant and the Miss America pageant. So we actually got this awesome social media book that told us all about, you know, what we should be posting and how to get our social media out into the public, because I love going on my social media now because my social media feed is filled with these. You know, we have Tip Tuesday, we have Empowerment Days, we have Wisdom Wednesday from all of these contestants. We have Throwback Thursday memories and, you know, Friday TGIF days. And so it's so refreshing to go on my Facebook and see my Facebook feed filled with all of my fellow contestants, all their memories, all their advice, all their wisdom, instead of filled with, you know, sometimes Facebook gets filled with unnecessary conflict or drama that I don't always love to read. So I love that now with Dick Clark Productions, the contestants are able to fill Facebook and fill Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and Tumblr and every social media you can think of with this positivity and with this empowerment and education about not only us as contestants, but also as the Miss America program.
You got that started. You said you're surprised so far. Maybe you won't need it, but is it nice to see that support? Does that make you feel good?
It's an amazing feeling to have notifications every single day that there are people sharing that status and voting for me, because that means not only do I have faith in myself and my own performance and my own preparation, but there are people that see the passion I have about this community and my state and my passion for wanting to represent the state of Iowa the best that I can. And even more important, I know that if I go there and I'm not in the top 15, I know that I will have nothing to be ashamed of and nothing to be disappointed about, because when I come home, they will be just as proud, and they will be just as willing to have me at their events and have me in the community. And that's something that I continuously take with me as I prepare for Miss America, because everything happens for a reason. And if I'm the next Miss America, I am, but I'm also so proud of being Miss Iowa.
I know you got some events coming up, I think this weekend even, kind of maybe some kickoffs to leaving, but tell us, do you know all the details?
Well, Sunday is the most important thing, is my send-off party. It's a preview get-together where you will be able to see, it may be your only chance to see my competition wardrobe, so evening gown, you'll hear my talent, see my interview outfit, my onstage question, my swimsuit, get to know a little bit more about the package that I am giving to the Miss America judges, and that is Sunday from 3 to 5 at the Tanglewood Pavilion in Bettendorf.
I see you have something, I think, this weekend here in town, too.
Yep,
we don't want to, maybe not quite as kickoff, but a last chance here for folks in town, too.
Yep, in Clinton specifically at Vinny's Lounge from 6 to 9 on Friday, I'm having a fundraiser to help me and support me on the journey to Miss America, and you'll get to hear me perform, not necessarily my Miss America talent. So you can come to Friday, and you can come out to Bettendorf on Sunday and get the full package, but it is a fundraiser on Friday. It's $35, gets you drinks and a meet and greet with me and some hors d'oeuvres and maybe some surprise special guests. So you'll have to come out to Vinny's. We're having a themed white party for the end of the summer, so you don't have to wear white. It's not that big of a deal. But if you want to get your nice white clothes out, come down to Vinny's and have a great night. Or Sunday, even more importantly, to see that preview of all of my wardrobe and performance. I would love to see as many people as possible to get me ready.
And then quickly schedule. When do you leave?
I leave on August 30th, and I won't be back until September 14th. So there for 2 full weeks.
Two weeks. And the pageant is, you just got your idea, but actually it's not just people might see it on, Saturday night on TV.
It's
but
Sunday
you're
night, yep.
Sunday night, but you're busy for the whole time.
Yep. My competition actually starts preliminary competition on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so September 8th, 9th, and 10th. And we have Friday, Saturday off, and then everyone should tune in on Sunday, September 13th. It's going to be live on ABC, so definitely either record that on your TiVo or your DVR or watch it live. Hope it's more entertaining than whatever football game is on.
Taylor, one other quick question. You brought somebody with you today, a special guest.
Get a little
plug in for Oliver.
Oliver. So one of the other Miss Iowas, Nikki Kelly, had told me that sometimes you get lonely as Miss Iowa because you are traveling so much and you don't always have the necessity of being with all of your friends and family. So I did get a Miss Iowa kitten. He is 7 weeks old and he's all black, because I read that it's lucky if you're the owner of a black cat. And it actually, I'm a little superstitious, I won't lie. So it prevents you from having bad luck if you have a black cat. And so he's a little thing and he's a little snuggler. And so he keeps me company when I don't have anyone else around. But if anyone wants to meet my Miss Iowa kitten, just let me know, because he's very friendly and he loves to play. So I'm very excited to have him.
And he is here in the office of News Carrier.
He is. And I did. I got one of those really cute. It's like a purse dog, but it's a purse cat. I got a cute little carrier. It's all floral, and he loves it. Actually, I was surprised. I drove from Iowa City, and I adopted him from the Scott County Humane Society. And I remember one of my grandma's cats hated driving in the car, and she would, cry. Like, I'd never heard a cat cry. And I was really nervous that he wouldn't like driving, but to my surprise, he just curls up in his little bed next to me in my passenger seat and just enjoys the ride. So I was thoroughly relieved that he doesn't get bothered by the car ride.
We're talking to Miss Iowa, Taylor Weber. Before she heads off to the Miss America pageant, Taylor, I guess give you a chance, last minute plug for your platform, Miss Iowa, Miss America contest. Vote for me, whatever you want.
Yeah, that's something that's super important. Don't forget, you can vote every single day on Facebook and Twitter. All you need is the word Iowa and a space and then hashtag Miss America Vote. And that's one of the most important things you can do if you can't make it out to my send-off or to my fundraiser.
Well, thanks for coming in today. Miss Iowa Taylor Weber's with us in the studio.